From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Live from NPR Studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Your home for news, information, and vending machines for crows. We'll explain later on. Hey, I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It is Tuesday, March 4th, 2008. Big primaries today. Ohio, Texas, Vermont, Rhode Island. 370 delegates up for grabs in the Democratic race.
Well, okay, just when you thought there were no primaries left to be had,
there are. And then I read a scary statistic that there's apparently 611 up for grabs after this. So if this turns into a draw, we could be going. This could just keep going.
Just unbelievable. Unbelievable. I have a friend who works for another news organization who told me yesterday she was literally combing through Excel spreadsheets, counting delegates, because no one really, it's like this ephemeral kind of thing.
Yeah.
No one really has a hard, fast grip on exactly where the count stands right now because it's so darn close.
It's going to be a big day. What else is coming up on the show, Rachel?
We're going to talk about a very small town. It's called Leadville, Colorado, and there is a trailer park outside of this small town that is threatened by this mine. There's a mine there that has clogged all this water up in this mountain, and it might breach at literally at any moment, and it would be devastating for this particular trailer park and the surrounding communities. So we're going to talk with a local leader there about what they're trying to do to prevent that from happening.
One of our guests today is a fellow who invented a machine that gives crows peanuts in exchange for loose change the crows find on the street. Yep, he'll explain the device to us and how it might lead to world peace. All right, so maybe not world peace, but to some big greater good. He presented at the TED conference, that big fancy technology, entertainment, design conference. So we'll talk to him shortly.
And it's Tuesday. That means it's New Music Tuesday. I will walk you through the day's headlines in just a minute, and we're going to take a ramble through the day's news. But first,
arson in Seattle may have come with a political message. Three luxury homes in Washington state were destroyed early yesterday, and so-called eco-terrorists may be to blame.
A sign left near the scene of the fires, written on a sheet with spray paint, bore the initials ELF, for Earth Liberation Front. That's a group of radical environmentalists that's claimed responsibility for dozens of similar attacks since the 1990s. While officials consider the sign as evidence, they have not yet accused the ELF of the crime.
Incendiary devices were removed from the homes, but officials said there was no evidence that they'd been used in the fires. The FBI is investigating the fires as a possible act of domestic terrorism.
Now, the local sheriff's office estimates the fires did $7 million in damage to the so-called Street of Dreams. This is a row of unoccupied, furnished luxury homes. Tens of thousands of people visited the structures last summer to see the latest in high-end housing, interior design, and landscaping.
Now, the homes were also touted as being eco-friendly. They were much smaller than previous Street of Dreams developments in the area. They're about 4,500 square feet instead of 8,000. And they were equipped with waterproof sidewalks, super insulated walls and windows, and products made with recycled materials.
But some residents took issue with the home's proximity to an aquifer. And the sign left near the fires read, quote, "Built green? Nope, black." And another one that said, "McMansions in RCDs are not green." RCDs is a reference to rural cluster developments.
Builder Gray Lundberg says if environmentalists are to blame, they've done more harm than good.
They've just doubled and tripled the impact of these homes on the environment. They're burned down. They got to be rebuilt. It's really sad.
Earth Liberation Front has claimed responsibility for several other luxury home fires in the area in recent years. One alleged ELF activist is on trial in a separate incident in Tacoma, Washington, right now for the 2001 firebombing of the University of Washington Center for Urban Horticulture.
Now let's get to some more of today's headlines.